Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. What does it take to keep your lawn looking green and healthy? A lot of people say you need to use fertilizer, but do you really? And what's the cost of using this stuff on our grass? Here to tell us more are Lucy Jones and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team. Welcome, Lucy and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
What exactly is fertilizer, and what is it supposed to do?
So, people add fertilizers to the soil to help plants, like grass, grow. They usually have three key ingredients: phosphorus, nitrogen, and potassium, plus a bunch of other nutrients.
How are fertilizers made in the first place?
Some fertilizers are made from stuff you can find naturally, like compost or cow manure.
But there are a lot of human-made or synthetic fertilizers, and those are created with fossil fuels.
What happens when we add fertilizer to our lawns?
Well, when you add them to soil, they do help plants grow, but they don't always stay in your yard.
When it rains or when you overwater your lawn, fertilizer can drain from the soil into water bodies near your house.
To learn more, we talked to Wenley Ferguson, the director of restoration at Save the Bay in Rhode Island. She says,
think of your yard as a sponge and try to have as much of the water that hits your yard stay in your yard.
But what if I don't live near a river or a lake?
Well, even if you can't see a body of water near you, wherever you live, you're close to what's called a watershed.
What's that?
Wenley describes them this way.
A watershed is like a large sink. The water body is the drain.
Basically, watersheds are lands that channel rain and melted snow into a specific body of water. Wenley says you're almost always on top of one.
When you're driving down the road and it says you are entering a watershed area, I always kind of laugh because you just left a watershed too. Every drop of water that hits the earth is going to drain someplace.
So, for instance, here in Providence, Rhode Island, our water drains into the Narragansett Bay watershed. But in Washington County, people live in the coastal pond watershed.
Okay, so because I live in North Providence, that means when it rains, any fertilizer in my yard drains into the watershed and then into Narragansett Bay?
Exactly.
What happens when my fertilizer gets into the water?
Wenley says two things happen. First, you know how fertilizer is designed to help plants grow? Well, when it's in the water, it causes algae, tiny, tiny plants, to grow a little too much. This can make the water toxic for humans and animals.
And when there's a really big algae bloom and the water conditions are just right, the breakdown of all those algae can remove oxygen from the water, which can kill fish.
Is there any way to prevent our fertilizers from getting into the water?
Yes. You can grow plants that don't need fertilizer, use it more sparingly, or opt for the kind labeled slow release, which lets out fewer nutrients at a time.
And don't be afraid to let your lawn go brown in the summer. Wenley says a brown lawn isn't a dead lawn. It'll green up again when the weather gets colder and wetter.
These individual actions can make a big difference, but Wenley says what we really need are local bans or limits on fertilizers.
So the last thing you can do is spread the word about what happens when fertilizer gets into our water and advocate for landscaping choices that prevent this kind of runoff.
Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.